This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Palestinian health officials in Gaza say the enclave's vital hospital complex, Al-Shifa, is heavily damaged. The Israeli military has attacked it for 2 weeks. Israel says it was used by Hamas militants as an operational site, a statement Hamas rejects. The World Health Organization says at least 21 Al-Shifa patients died since Israel began its offensive against the hospital. The White House is planning to host a small Ramadan iftar dinner tomorrow evening to mark the Muslim holidays. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, it's a scaled-down version of the traditional celebration given the ongoing war in Gaza.
The White House has been wrestling with how to mark the Muslim holidays and limit the possibility of public protests. According to two people familiar with the plans, this year's dinner is a small, solemn event limited to the president, the vice president, and a handful of outside guests, including doctors who've recently aided patients inside of Gaza. The goal is to have a substantive conversation on policy, but there is still community pressure on some Muslim invitees not to attend, and the White House declined to confirm any details. In recent months, some Muslim leaders have declined to meet with Biden staff because of their frustration with how the president is handling the war. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Europe this week. He is in France today to reiterate U.S. support for Ukraine in its war against Russia. Terry Schultz reports Blinken later heads to Belgium to meet with NATO foreign ministers.
Secretary Blinken's trip to Brussels will coincide with the 75th anniversary of the founding of the NATO alliance on April 4th. NATO foreign ministers will mark the date at their two-day meeting Wednesday and Thursday, which will also be attended by Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. While in Belgium, Blinken will represent the U.S. at a meeting with the European Union focused on improving cooperation in trade and technology. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Migrants seeking entry to the U.S. have congregated in makeshift camps beside the border in California. Now, a judge is deciding if the federal government is responsible for the welfare of the children in these camps. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Tyke Hendricks has more.
At issue is whether the people in the encampments are in Border Patrol custody. If so, the government would be legally obligated to ensure conditions for kids are safe and sanitary under a longstanding legal settlement. Child advocates say Border Patrol agents control whether people can leave the sites. The government disputes that, saying kids are not detained until they're taken to Border Patrol stations, and they say they're processing migrants as fast as they can. What no one disputes is that conditions are harsh, with volunteers offering food and first aid. A federal judge in Los Angeles is due to rule in coming days. For NPR News, I'm Tyke Hendricks in San Francisco.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Maryland say they're working to open a temporary shipping channel in the port of Baltimore. It remains closed to ships after last week's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Teams are cutting the bridge apart and hauling away tons of debris. Authorities are anxious to reopen the port as soon as possible. South Korea's president has appealed to doctors to return to the negotiating table to end a strike. This has hobbled the country's medical system. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the strike is in its second month and general elections are less than 10 days away.
Trainee doctors are striking in opposition to government plans to increase the number of medical school enrollments by 2,000 a year. In a televised address, President Yoon Suk-yeol said the government will stick with the 2,000 figure, but invited doctors to make a counterproposal. Yoon pointed out that the government will increase compensation for doctors in essential medical fields and rural areas and protect doctors from medical malpractice lawsuits, as doctors have requested. But senior doctors slammed Yoon's speech, saying his administration has neither the intention nor the capability to resolve the current crisis. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Okinawa, Japan.
Voters in Turkey held local elections yesterday. Turkey's president and the ruling party were focused on winning the mayoralty in the key city of Istanbul. But the ruling party was trounced by the opposition party and by Istanbul's opposition incumbent mayor. Some analysts suggest that the mayor of Istanbul could eventually run for Turkey's presidency. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.